This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So today I wanted to share with you a beautiful tafsir that I learned for the first time this weekend in the ICNA convention. And it's basically starting from verse 17 of Surah Taha. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts addressing Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and he asks him, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينَكَ يَا مُوسَى? What is that in your right hand, O Moses? And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course, knows everything. But it's to teach us a lesson. And basically Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam responds saying what? قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي وَلِي فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. Right? He said, it's my staff or my stick, which I lean upon, and I bring down leaves for my sheep with, and I have in it other uses. Basically, it's a source of reliance for him, something that he depends on for his livelihood, for whether he's leaning on it, using it to bring down leaves for his sheep, he's hushing his sheep in the flock. It's something that he uses, something that he depends and relies on. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to teach Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and us, of course, a lesson here. So he tells him what? Ilqiha ya Musa. Qala ilqiha ya Musa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said what? Throw it, Moses. Throw it. This source of comfort, this source of reliance, this thing that you are depending on, something from this world that I have given you as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throw it away, although that you depend on it. And then put your trust where? Put your reliance on whom? On Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He will find you that outlet, or that He's going to save you from Fir'aun by letting go of that source of comfort for you, right? And of course, we all know later on in the story what happens when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam actually throws the stick. It turns into a snake and it eats all the other snakes that the magicians what had thrown to prove Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam what? Wrong. The same idea goes again with Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's mother when Fir'aun was like basically killing any boys that were born that year. And she finds out that she's having, or she actually has a boy. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires her to do what? Put him in a box and throw him into the river. Like not just gently, throw him into the river, right? And then after that, you would think to yourself like, okay, fine. Allah's going to ask you to throw him into the river and then some angel is going to come and save him or some kind person is going to find him and help him run away. No. The continuation of the ayah says what? That an enemy of mine, talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an enemy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and an enemy of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam himself, is going to find him. But out of that hardship, because you relied and trusted in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you totally believed in him and believed in what he's asking you, out of it comes the faraj, the outlet. What happens? Sayyidina Musa is saved by Fir'aun himself and raised under his own ceiling. Subhanak ya Rab. It's such a beautiful meaning. When you totally depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it means getting out of your comfort zone, letting go of those things that you rely on. And it teaches you not just that, but don't rely on physical things, right? Your true reliance should be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm not asking you basically to have tawakul. No, this is not a point where you say like, leave it just to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or don't be rational. No, you use your brain and think and everything, but and you do your part, right? Just like when the man asked Sayyidina Muhammad, do like I leave my camel or do I tie it? He said, no, you tie the camel and then you trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can't just leave a camel and say, well, Allah's going to protect it. Of course, it's going to roam away and go away, right? That's tawakul. But tawakkul is when you do your part and then you truly depend and rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same concept here, Sayyidina Musa, throw your staff, throw your stick, and then the faraj comes. Sayyidina Musa's mother, throw him in the river, and an enemy of mine, an enemy of his is going to pick him up. But then the faraj comes, subhanAllah, after that. I hope to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this benefited you just as it benefited me. And may we all, ya Rabb, inshallah, have that true reliance, not just spoken reliance that of course I trust in Allah and I depend on Allah, but true, true reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.